As Sylvia Caldwell was boarding the White Star Line's luxury ocean liner, a crew member told her not even God himself can sink the Titanic. The bold proclamation about this vessel proved to be untrue. Only the triune God is all-knowing and has the power to declare the end from the beginning and make proclamations that are ultimately fulfilled. In the realm of making proclamations, Jesus made a powerful statement that has brought hope to the church throughout the ages. In explaining to the Apostle Peter that he would build his church, he proclaimed that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church, but that it would remain until his second coming. In essence, local congregations of Christ followers around the world would rise up to proclaim the good news about Jesus, and this process would endure throughout the ages until Christ's return. These words of Jesus are good news for Grace Communion International. We're very similar to other evangelical churches in that we have many congregations that are aging and shrinking in numbers, and yet we have the promise of our Savior that He is Lord over the church. Jesus has already demonstrated His great love and care for His body of followers when He laid down His life. Anticipation of eternity with Him fills us with even greater assurance. As Jesus being head of the church, it is crucial to understand that He is present with His church. In Matthew 28, Jesus gave instruction to His church, which has been called the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw Him, they worshiped Him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We see that making disciples and baptizing new believers into the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit is the central work of the church from the first century forward. Then Jesus makes this promise, "And surely I am with you until the end of the age." The making of disciples and the growth of the church is not something the church does for Jesus. Rather, it is the work we do with Him. Apart from the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, none of us have the ability to call and convince another person to have faith in Jesus. During the Advent and Christmas season, we celebrate the coming of Emmanuel, God with us. And certainly Jesus came as a babe born in a manger, but Jesus is also God with us now and for always. Isn't it comforting knowing that Jesus is the active head of the church and that He is working in and through His followers for the growth and preservation of His church? I personally find great comfort and joy in the reality that Jesus is the living head of the church. While a seemingly innocent submerged iceberg could take down the Titanic, even the gates of hell and the power of the devil cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Jesus' church truly is the unsinkable ship. I am Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching GCI Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it and were inspired.
We'd love to connect with you, so be sure to like us on Facebook.
You can also check out more on our website and subscribe to our newsletter for the most current GCI news.
Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.